You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Every year, the New York City Department of Education releases data about its students and its schools. And every year, the data drives home the same point. The city school system remains segregated. And perhaps no area demonstrates this better than the demographics of the city's elite specialized high schools. Here to talk about this is Eliza Shapiro, education reporter for Politico New York. Eliza, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So these specialized schools, including Stuyvesant, the Bronx High School of Science, Brooklyn Tech, they've been criticized for a long time due to their overwhelming lack of African-American and Latino students. Tell us, what precisely is the racial breakdown of the incoming classes at these coveted schools?
Yeah, so it depends on the school. Stuyvesant is really seen as the crown jewel in this system.
Yeah.
And to give an example, 902 kids will be freshmen at Stuyvesant starting this fall. 10 of them will be Black.
Wow.
27 of them will be Latino. Staten Island Technical High School, which has about 320 freshmen this fall, I believe 2 of the incoming freshmen will be Black, 5 will be Latino.
Incredible. And you report the lack of diversity can be traced back to a single standardized exam. How did that test come about, and why is it so powerful?
Yeah, so the schools have used this standardized exam for decades to determine admissions. The requirement for the test to be used was enshrined in a state law in 1971. There was a movement in the city to try to diversify the schools, even back then, 50 years ago. And in response to that sort of fledgling movement, state legislators said, we want to enshrine this exam in law to prevent the academic rigor of the schools from in any way declining.
So this is the Hecht-Calandra Act, right?
Yes.
And as you say, it was established to protect the current status and quality of these specialized schools, which, Eliza, it seems to me they're codifying this notion that low-income students and students of color are somehow less qualified than their upper-middle-class white peers. But now we're decades later, and there are still people who are going to stand by this admission test. How is that?
So I would make one distinction, which is that there's a lot of affluent white kids who go to the schools, but there's also kids of Asian immigrants or first generation Asian immigrants. But we do know that Asian kids and white kids prep for the test more rigorously than a lot of Black and Latino kids. And I think it's really important to note here just how different the schools look from the system. The system is 70% Black and Latino kids and 15% white kids, 15% Asian kids. So there's such a stark difference between the schools and the city. And so it's hard to make the argument that the test is purely about merit when there's so many ways to game the system. I think it's widely acknowledged that people with more means or more information or more involved families or whatever combination of factors have an easier time prepping for and in some ways gaming the system than people without that information, without that access, without those resources. And so there seems to be an inherent unfairness there.
Now, Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo are constantly debating city versus state responsibility in seemingly all things, and education is one of them. Mayor de Blasio says that changing the test is a state issue, but you report that that's not necessarily the whole story.
Yeah, it's really more complicated than that. I mean, the mayor's own aides have acknowledged to me that there is a route, potentially a complicated route, but there is a route for the mayor to, in essence, change the classification of the 5 newer specialized schools. So those are all the schools except for Stuyvesant, Bronx Science, and Brooklyn Tech. Give them a category or a name other than specialized and exempt them from the state law. So in that way, the mayor could, you know, do what he so often says he wants to do but doesn't do, which is force Albany to consider change, lead Albany from New York City, basically.
So if that's an option, why isn't City Hall just doing that?
I think the mayor is concerned about the political blowback. I think it's important to note the groups that don't want change here, and that's largely the alumni organizations of the original 3 schools. I think it's worth questioning why they don't, why they believe the status quo is acceptable, why a more diverse school would somehow mean that the school is less academically rigorous. I think there's a lot to unpack there. And it's also important to note that the city has told me, oh, if we redesignated the schools, we might be sued. But the Department of Education has sued constantly, and de Blasio has shown himself to be willing to be litigious. He's sued Big Oil. He's sued drug manufacturers just in the last few months. So there's some context worth noting there.
Are there some other ways that these schools and their student bodies could look more like the diverse city in which we live?
I think one of the most compelling proposals that's gaining a lot of momentum right now is a University of Texas-style admission system, which I find very interesting, that basically takes the top 5 or 10% of middle schoolers at every single middle school in the city and guarantees them a spot if they want it at one of the specialized schools. So that's a pretty simple way, in a sense, of guaranteeing that the schools look more like the city.
Eliza Shapiro is an education reporter for Politico. Thanks again, Eliza.
Thank you.